Richfield, 52. Edina, 44. Mechanic Arts, 30. Creighton, 20. Fairmont, 53. St. James, 41. Southwest, did I give you that score? 55-38 for Southwest over West. And South, 45. Henry, 39. New Ulm, 45, Glencoe, 34, Mora, 57, Cambridge, 43, Wheaton defeating Moorhead, 51-50, and De La Salle taking St. Thomas, 60-45. Becker beat Royalton, 67-44. It's Rush City, 48, Lindstrom Center City, 38, Braham, 38, Ogilvy, 30, Ceylon, 81, Truman, 32, St. Croix Lutheran, 58, St. Paul Lutheran, 40. St. John's, the prep school, 48, Melrose, 31. Pacelli of Austin beating Blake, 43-40. And Belgrade winning from Atwater, 48-30. North won a barn burner from Roosevelt, 46-44. And Orono defeated Eden Prairie, 43-33. I want you all to know, in WCCO land, I know you hear these results. And if you didn't hear yours, it's because you didn't give it to us. We hope you do. Well, Charlie Dressen's back in the major leagues, but not as a manager. He has been replaced as manager of the Milwaukee Braves farm team at Toronto in favor of Bill Adair. And Charlie now will be a scout and troubleshooter for the Braves. And Ken Silvestri, who used to catch for St. Paul and the Yankees, among others, has been named a bullpen coach for the Braves. And I'm glad to say that the Northern League will operate again next year, although with only six teams. This is one of the bulwarks of the minors, this gallant Northern League. Right now, the outlook is for Duluth Superior, St. Cloud, Bismarck Mandan, Aberdeen, and Winnipeg, and either Minot or Grand Forks. Incidentally, the league has been boosted from a Class C rating to Class A, and that is no more than it deserves, since it has battled all the way and, in truth, has produced more than the average graduation of players labeled Class C. Well, Bobo Newsom died today. He was only 55. He looked like he still could pitch. Look at the teams he played with. Brooklyn, the St. Louis Browns, the Red Sox, Athletics, Yankees, Senators, Tigers, and Cubs. That makes eight. An all-time record, even bettering the mark, sewed up by Rogers Hornsby. Okay, Paul?
This great Northwest region of ours is dotted with many colorful and historic communities. And one of the very oldest and most colorful is New Brighton, Minnesota. You'd never know it by looking at it today, but New Brighton is one of the two or three oldest villages in the state. Its founding dates back to the early 1800s. Today, however, New Brighton is a picture of modern community living and progress. It has beautiful residential areas, an excellent industrial development program, wonderful schools and recreational facilities. And for the past 50 years, one of the driving forces in the growth and progress of New Brighton has been the First State Bank of New Brighton. Ever since it was first chartered in 1912, it's been banking headquarters for a big majority of the families in New Brighton. And because of the many modern banking methods it features, the First State Bank of New Brighton now attracts thousands of customers from all parts of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. In every sense of the term, it's a full-service bank with a genuine hometown atmosphere. Halsey Hall with Time Out for Sports was brought to you tonight by the First State Bank of New Brighton. Always big enough to serve you, strong enough to protect you, and small enough to know you. Well, tomorrow, Saturday, may be a bit uncomfortable in our region, weather-wise, that is. The weekend weather picture may brighten by Sunday, but it'll remain cold through the next 2 days. For Minnesota, variable cloudiness and windy tomorrow. The expected high temperatures from 20 to 30 with strong northwesterly winds. The expected low temperatures tomorrow night, 0 to 10 above, and the wind should diminish. For the Twin Cities, Minneapolis-St. Paul, variable cloudiness and windy tomorrow, becoming fair and colder tomorrow night and continued fair and cold on Sunday. The expected low tonight, 22, tomorrow's high only 30, and tomorrow night's low temperature, 10 above zero. Currently, the CCO Twin City temperature, 28 degrees, winds from the west-northwest at 15, and the humidity, 60%. And that's the Big Ten News for this Friday evening, December the 7th. You hear the Big Ten News 7 evenings a week on WCCO Radio, a full review of the news of our region, our nation, and our world. Tonight's reports came from Dick Chapman and from Halsey Hall in the WCCO Radio News Bureau and from Hal Turkell in New York. Editors tonight, Gary Benihoff and Ron Hanberg. This is the station serving the nation all night from the music room at Hobbs House on 830 Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, WCCO. From River Falls, Wisconsin, it's Hobbs House. And here's Franklin.
Of the Dairyland from Wisconsin State College of River Falls, a wonderful, wonderful evening for all of us, believe me. We're so happy to be here, and we thank all of the people of the Students Foundation for extending us an invitation. So right about in here, thank you again for letting all of America know that Wisconsin State is very much in the show, huh? We thank you. You're a great, great crowd. Now let's get at that dancing. We've got lots of good music for you all of the night through, and that goes for you too, good neighbor, all across the nation. Let's try something first by Mr. Ted Heath, right here. And so our dance party is underway at Wisconsin State, River Falls, Wisconsin. This is Franklin Hobbs, welcoming all of you across the nation to dancing, if you wish, the whole night through. Yes, it's true. We'll take requests from you starting about 1:30 in the a.m. But right here, I'm going to make a little request of all of you. May I? Listen very carefully to what I have to say. Becklin Jewelers Highland Village store now has a gigantic cultured pearl sale in progress. You will see strands, rings, bracelets, charms, pins, earrings priced from $5 to more than $1,200. And I say to you, for the very finest of gifts, give her pearls. There's a pearl for every need at Becklin's. Pearls with diamonds, pearls set in gold, black pearls, or any special order designing you may wish. Becklin Jewelers can fill your dream, I'm positive. And they have, during this big pearl extravaganza, a special offer of 20% less. It's yours to enjoy, and you receive the best in quality, too. Remember, this offer is on until December the 15th, but I'd advise you to visit Becklin soon, very soon, for the very best choice. Got it? Becklin Jewelers, Highland Village store. Couldn't ask for more than their wonderful array that they have on display in the way of pearl merchandise for the Christmas season. Well, I see no reason that we shouldn't continue our dancing here at Wisconsin State. What a crowd. They really look great. Let's try something here by Peggy Lee. Peggy, come join me.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth.
And we believe in you, too, pretty Peggy Lee. And I believe in one of my good sponsors. As a matter of fact, I believe this would be an excellent time for me to pass along a suggestion to all of you ladies who are so busy at the chore of Christmas shopping. I'm going to say, this coming day, instead of preparing dinner for the family, going through all of the chores in the kitchen, serve up delirious Kentucky Fried Chicken by the bucketful. What a treat for the whole family. Just can't be beat, I'll tell you. Now, all you have to do is call Delarius about, 30 minutes or so prior to the time that you'd like to pick up your order. Delarius at 25th and Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis, or Highland Village in St. Paul. Or you may pay them a call at Delarius in Southdale, too. There you go. A good suggestion for you. And if you're partying this night, serve the treat that's just right for your party guests. Serve the best. Kentucky Fried Chicken by the bucketful. You see, they're going to remain open for you nearly an hour and a half until midnight at 25th and Hennepin Avenue and Highland Village in St. Paul. Okay? Give them a call right away, and they'll have that bucket all ready for you, good friend. And you know the refreshment that goes along with that Kentucky Fried Chicken? This wonderful Wisconsin beer right here.
Cheer, Miller High Life.
Miller
High Life.
Miller
High Life.
The champagne of bottled beer. Enjoy life.
Yes, enjoy life with Miller High Life.
bound to be good because it's brewed to be best, sparkling with a special smoothness.
Enjoy life.
Yes, Miller High Life. Full-bodied, full-flavored, hale, hearty. You try it. Brewed only in Milwaukee, naturally.
Miller High Life.
Can't understand why that commercial is so popular on campuses. Huh? Let's try something here by Billy May. Rather appropriate, too, for your dancing here at Wisconsin State. But it's time to change partners. Franklin Hobbs here, a word of welcome to all of you. Thanks for joining us across the nation in your various locations. Maybe you're just joining us at this very moment. The moment, 16 minutes in front of 11, Central Standard Time. Temperature in the Twin Cities, 28 degrees. And the temperature on the campus here at Wisconsin State, River Falls, warm indeed. Well, I hope we have just the kind of dance tempos you need, my good student friends, and I'm sure we will. We'll try to fill the night with good listening for you. That goes for you, good friend, too. And, of course, now and then, I'll be passing along a little bit of what we consider logical advice. Right now, I know that many of us are very, very busy making up our Christmas gift lists. And I'll just bet that if you were to ask that noted gift authority, jolly old St. Nick, he'd tell you that the perfect gift for the high school or university student is a typewriter, maybe a tape recorder. And I'll tell you where to get it, your nearby AAA typewriter discount. Remember this, if you will, please. When you start out to buy a gift typewriter, don't settle for a raw typewriter, one that has been taken right out of the shipping carton and placed on the display shelf for sale. They do not sell raw typewriters at AAA. Every typewriter featured for sale by these famous discount stores has been thoroughly adjusted and lubricated by experienced typewriter technicians. You can be sure of absolute satisfaction. Remember, too, there's a AAA typewriter discount store near you. Downtown St. Paul at 447 Cedar. That's across from Grant's. Downtown Minneapolis, 1006 Marquette. And in Southdale, across from Dayton's. All AAA typewriter discount stores are open evenings until 9 p.m. And tomorrow, Saturday, until 5. Well, man alive, it's just about time for some more of that good dance music we have in store. Nelson Riddle, If You Please. Hobbs here, the music room at Hobbs House. But tonight we've taken our campus caravan to the campus of Wisconsin State at River Falls, Wisconsin. And what a pleasure it is to meet all the nice young folks who are attending this great, great college. I am certainly impressed, believe you me. A mighty handsome campus and an educational system that seems to be as thorough as can possibly be. And I'm rather impressed with the fact, too, that they have upwards of 18 or 20 foreign exchange students on this campus from all parts of the world. Matter of fact, sitting right next to me, Harry, I'm going to have you move in a little closer to the microphone, if you will. Young man by the name of Harry Yong Kim from the capital city of South Korea, Seoul. Good evening to you. May I call you Harry?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come a little closer to the microphone, will you? Attaboy. Harry, it's such a pleasure to talk with you, and we've had a rather interesting chat. Let's see, you were about 12 or so during the Korean War, am I right?
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you. Did you have an opportunity at that time to meet any of the Yanks who were serving over there?
Yes, I did meet a lot of American GIs, I may call. I lived in North Korea before the Korean War.
I see.
But I'm the one of the refugees whom that moved from North Korea to South Korea during the war.
Right. And now you're studying what here at Wisconsin State?
I'm studying at mathematics and economics.
And how do you apply, or how do you intend applying, I should say, this portion of your education in your later years? Are you going to utilize it here in this country?
No, I like to go back to go home. And my father is a businessman. As a trading, he owns a trading company. which is importing business.
I see.
I like to go back and help him. I mean, you know, I like to work with him.
Sure. Well, that's certainly a fine objective and carry on the family name back in Seoul. And Harry Yong, Kim, we certainly appreciate your joining us at the microphone. And I hope, too, that you'll take along a couple of mementos. We're going to send you some albums that I'd like you to enjoy while you're here in the United States. Maybe you'll take them back as examples of good music to Seoul, too. Will you do that?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Harry, pleasure to meet you. You're a good neighbor. Pleasure to have you with us, too. And I just want to say that we will be continuing to send music your way all of this night. We hope you find the entertainment very much all right. Speaking of entertainment, here is top-notch entertainment for all of you in CCO land. A great, great play called Sunday in New York, currently appearing at the new Old Log Theater. And what a great one this is. I know that some 30,000 of you who are listening to us right now saw Under the Yum Yum Tree. And if you like that, believe me, you like Sunday in New York. Better get your reservations in now. The audience response has been something quite fantastic. As a result, they've held the play over for a couple of weeks. Here's a number for you to call. Greenwood 4-5951. Got it? Greenwood 4-5951. Call them right now. You can still make reservations, perhaps for sometime next week. Let's get on with that dancing, shall we do? All right, my good friend. Here's Sammy Davis for you, one of the top hits of the day, and we're happy to send it your way from Hobbs House.
What kind of fool am I?
I am!
A mighty good tune, and a mighty good tune for Mr. Sammy Davis Jr., for it's certainly scoring big sales-wise all across the country. Talking about sales, I'd like you to know this. During November, Towsley Ford in White Bear Lake doubled their sales of new Fords and used automobiles, too, a record for the second month in a row. Now, if you're wondering why so many folks just like you living in the five counties around the Twin Cities are buying from Towsley Ford, well, there's a mighty good reason. Towsley's country-style way of doing business, the neighborly way that Herb and the rest of his good folks at Towsley Ford treat you, can make a mighty big difference. Low country-style prices mean mighty big savings, and that is just the beginning. Towsley Ford offers two guarantees on new and used cars, too. Guarantees that no other dealer in the Twin City area can offer. Real neighborly protection that means additional savings for you, my good friend. It's easy to get to Towsley Ford, beautiful White Bear Lake, and it's easy to save yourself a lot of money while you're there. During November, an awful lot of your neighbors found that out. How about you discovering it, too? Visit with them tomorrow, why don't you? Towsley Ford, White Bear Lake. This is Hobbs here. Tonight, we're paying our campus visit to the campus of Wisconsin State College at River Falls, Wisconsin. And a more delightful audience we have never worked to, let me tell you. And I think we'd better get back to work, too, because they came here for music. Music they shall have. By Harry James. If your memories go back far enough, you'll remember that as a mighty big tune back in the early 40s called Music Makers. We'll have the best of Music Makers to serve up to you all of this night through from Hobbs House. This night, our campus caravan at Wisconsin State at River Falls, Wisconsin. We'll be back in just a matter of 5 minutes, but now it's news time at the top of the hour. Paul Jay will send the news your way from studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830 WCCO.
WCCO Radio News. Kennedy completes first day of cross-country inspection tour. This is Paul Jay for Philco. There's a Philco dealer in your neighborhood who sells famous Philco brand appliances, famous for quality the world over. President Kennedy is spending the night in Albuquerque, New Mexico, after a day-long check of America's aerial and nuclear might. The president visited the headquarters of the Strategic Air Command in Omaha and research centers in Albuquerque and Los Alamos. Tomorrow, he'll move on to the nuclear testing grounds in Nevada. There are two strike threats in the news tonight. Four New York newspapers may be struck by union printers shortly after midnight tonight, and airline hostesses are threatening a December 13th strike against
Transworld Airlines. And the other airline unions would apparently honor the hostess's picket lines, thereby tying up TWA's entire domestic and international operation. At least 29 deaths have been attributed to the big snowstorm which swept through the northeastern part of the United States today. Up to 24 inches of new snow fell in some places, tying up traffic and knocking out electric power. A tunnel collapse has delayed rescue efforts in the Pennsylvania coal mine disaster. 37 miners are trapped far below the surface in the U.S. steel mine near Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. A move to have Governor Anderson intervene in the threatened Twin Cities bus strike has run into a snag. A group of St. Paul businessmen asked the governor to impose a 30-day ban on the threatened strike, but the governor indicated he was not authorized to intervene. Negotiations in the bus dispute have been recessed until Monday. Minneapolis police had their man within 15 minutes of the crime today. Police said they arrested 31-year-old Lawrence E. Rankin some 15 minutes after a stick-up on South Hennepin Avenue. In Rankin's car, police found the loot, over $1,000, and a sawed-off shotgun. A number of homes and businesses in Duluth, Minnesota, were without running water this evening after a 74-year-old water main burst. The main flooded a downtown street during the rush hour, and in sub-freezing weather, the street quickly turned into an ice rink.
Here's a man in a hurry. Plane to catch. Important meeting to make. He travels light. Luggage, briefcase, and a truly personal big picture TV. The Philco Courier. Really portable. Lightweight. Tough. Rugged. Take it anywhere. Its sturdy cover and bonded safety glass picture tube are made to be manhandled. All controls up front. Full sound out front. Plus Philco's famous Vivid Vision picture. The Courier gives you the blackest blacks, the whitest whites. Philco's exclusive cool chassis assures top performance, lengthens the life of the set, reduces the need for service. Choose the Philco Courier. Power-packed for top performance. The newest in big picture personal TV.
If you live in the Hudson, Wisconsin area, see the Philco Courier at Palmer Repair Service in Hudson, Wisconsin. In the Twin City area, see Hagen Company at 227 Cedar Avenue, that's Seven Corners in Minneapolis. You'll find it always pays you to spend your dollars where they buy the most, and that, of course, is your neighborhood Philco dealer. In sports tonight, there are plenty of high school basketball scores. In the Lake Conference, Robbinsdale 59, Bloomington 47, Wyzetta 47, Mound 42, Hopkins defeated Minnetonka 45-37. St. Louis Park over Minneapolis Central 60-43, Richfield 52, Edina 44. In the Minneapolis City League, Edison 53, Marshall 49, Washburn over Vocational 43-33, Southwest 55, West 38, North over Roosevelt 46-44 in a close one. South beat Henry 45-39. In St. Paul, Mechanic Arts 30, Creighton 20. In the other scores, Fairmont 53, St. James 41. New Ulm 45, Glencoe 34, Mora over Cambridge 57-43. Wheaton, 51. Moorhead, 50. Another close one. De La Salle, 60. St. Thomas, 45. Becker, 67. Royalton, 44. Rush City, 48. Lindstrom Center City, 38. Braham over Ogilvie, 38-30. Ceylon, 81. Truman, 31. St. Croix Lutheran, 58. St. Paul Lutheran, 40. In some other scores around CCO land, St. John's Prep, 48. Melrose, 31. Austin Pacelli, 43. Blake, 40. Belgrade over Atwater, 48-30, and Orono defeated Eden Prairie, 43-33. Well, there are going to be a few clouds over most of CCO land tomorrow, but by Sunday, the skies will have cleared up and the temperatures dropped again. Minnesotans will have variable cloudiness and windy weather tomorrow, along with a few scattered light snow flurries. It'll be mostly fair and colder by Sunday. The highs tomorrow, Saturday, from 20 to 30, and the lows tomorrow night from 0 to 10 above. For the Twin Cities and surrounding vicinity, variable cloudiness, windy tomorrow, turning fair and colder tomorrow night, continued fair and cold on Sunday. The expected low tonight, 22, the high tomorrow, only 30, and the low tomorrow evening, just 10 above zero. Currently, the CCO Twin City temperature, 28 degrees, winds from the west-northwest at 15, and the humidity, 60%. That's the news, Paul J. for Philco, the Philco dealers of the Northwest who present the news 7 evenings a week. Get acquainted with the Philco dealer in your neighborhood. He sells Philco appliances, famous for quality the world over. from Wisconsin State College, it's Hobbs House. And here again, Franklin Hobbs.
You are so right, Mr. Paul Jay. We brought our campus caravan their way to Wisconsin State College in River Falls. And what a pleasure it is, too. Well, our task to serve up good dance tempo for you, good friends. Thanks for joining us, too, by the way. Here coming your way, Mr. Ralph Martiri and company.